the reason you speak words is because you're a piece cut off from the word. The reason you speak words is because you're a piece cut off from the word. When the farmer scatters seed, he's got this bag where all the seed is gathered, right? And he takes that bag and he scatters seed. Some seed will grow up, some seed will be choked down. Some seed won't grow up. But it's all seed. So a lot of people speak words, but they don't realize that everything they're doing is from the word. In him we live and breathe and have our being. Some people get choked up by the system, by the gurus of the system, the psychologists, the sorcerers, all the gurus who are using God's words, using God's energy, but will never point back to God. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. All things were made by Him. So everything in front of you is a word. Your body language, your macro expressions, your micro expressions. Everything is a word. When you type on a typewriter, what are you doing? Every time you hit that button, you're typing a word, right? And it imprints on a piece of paper, per the paw, paw, per the paw. It imprints. You hit a key, and the key imprints on the paper. Hit, it, he. So everything you do is from him. From him, through him, to him. Who? The Word. The living Word. The eternal Word. The Word of life. That's why the Bible says his Word, God's words of life. His words of life. The Word of life. His words are life. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He was to teach them in the wilderness. He was testing their hearts, seeing if they would be serious and put him first, not put some idol first, some idol. Some idol is an idol. They didn't have to stay out there that long. They were tested out there. It even says it in Deuteronomy that he left them out there to test their heart, to see if they were the real deal, you know. Let them see how wicked they were. It wasn't because of them. It was God's election. It's not because of you. It's God's election. God chose Israel, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's not your power, it's not your mind, it's not your will, it's God. He has a script that he has written and is being fulfilled. It's being revealed, it's being fulfilled. It's being unfolded. Yeah, you have a choice. You can make a choice to believe or not believe, to trust or not trust. But trust me, it's already written. It's already written.